Yeah?
Yeah.
Not a fucking chance.
Dude, I'm going to be completely PG. Maybe PG-13 at the very, like, worst.
So you're going to let, like, one swear word slip, and that's it?
Maybe an A word?
He's going to use the word fuck, but not in the present, not in the sense of you're going to fuck somebody. Like, just like they do on TV. It's like, ah, fuck, I'm angry. That's how he's going to do it.
They can't say that on TV.
Yes, they can.
Maybe HBO.
No, on regular TV, as long as it's not used the way it is for the sexual act. Not network.
Not network.
Yeah.
No way. Since when have you ever heard somebody say that?
You can't use the F word.
What show?
On network?
NYPD Blue did it. And there's another one that did it, too. But South Park made one episode about it.
That was the S word.
That was the S word.
That's what it was about, though. That's what they were talking about.
That was cable, though, also.
Well, cable, they did it. They were able to do it more because it was cable, but that's the rule, is if you do, as long as it's not depicting the act of, you can use that word. They just steer away from it because it makes people nervous, which is dumb in this day and age, because I've seen shirts with the word fuck on it. So it's like, it's on a fucking t-shirt. Like, oh, well.
Oh, if it's on the t-shirt, then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's okay.
I have a t-shirt that says the F word.
It just says the F word, doesn't it?
No, it says the actual word.
Oh, okay.
It's an Amazing Jonathan t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That I bought at an Amazing Jonathan show, because I'm pretty sure you can't get those at a store anywhere.
Unless he has a store, like AmazingJonathan.com.
He was on a podcast recently, too, and he is... this is going to be rough. He is super messed up.
You know he's dying, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, he completely thinks he has, like, less than a year to live. And he's in rough shape. And he's not stopping any of the things that he did to get to that rough shape. Because he's like, oh, whatever, I'm going to die soon anyway.
That's depressing.
Yeah, it was a really depressing podcast. I think it was on WTF. I think it was on WTF with Mark Maron. I caught myself. Oh, maybe we should intro this. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is completely free. So if you'd like to show any type of support,
whatsoever,
we ask you to do a couple easy things. First, go to the Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. After you do that, you head on over to iTunes, you hit subscribe. It's so hard trying to do this and, like, consciously try not to use any foul language.
In the intro, there shouldn't be any bad language.
I know, but, like, I can, as I'm talking, I just want to say stuff.
He's just like, so go to fucking iTunes and fucking subscribe.
But now,
fucking leave a comment.
I don't even think I would say it that much, but the fact that I know I can't say it makes me want to just say it over and over and over. No, I'm going to try to get as long into this podcast as I can, because I know I'm not going to finish with a perfect record. But if I could bat like 750 on this one, I'm going to be really, really happy. Anyway, you go to iTunes, you hit subscribe, rate and review our podcast, and then after you do that, you go over to Twitter and follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
Cody?
Comes naturally. You got Facebook, by the way.
Okay. No, he got Facebook. Then he went into the whole rant about
iTunes.
It was
Thanks
for listening.
I was just waiting for my part. Like, that's all I was waiting for. The Twitter part.
And then Cody says,
hello.
Hello.
Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody.
I felt so much better than last week.
Yeah, because you fucked up last week like 7 times. So a lot to go over today.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't noticed, our newish format is pretty much off the cuff all the time. We just go over what the fuck
we
want.
Are we going to get rid of that in the title and just name it the clever titles you come up with?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see it. Probably.
I do like the clever titles you come up with.
They are fun.
I'm trying my best, sir. So lots
it's
to go
like
over.
You're a writer or something.
Weird, right? but first we're going to go over our assignments from last week.
Yes, and then maybe hand out new ones.
Maybe we'll see what happens. I don't have a movie to give somebody, but I may have a book to give somebody, so we'll see what happens.
Like a book or a comic book?
Comic book. Okay. Well, graphic novel.
This ain't Oprah's book club, dude. God.
This is fantastic. So we'll start with Joe this week on his movie.
Really?
Because I really want to get into this.
Shortest review ever. This movie sucked.
What was the movie?
The Secret Agent Club.
Who was in this movie?
literally a bunch of nobodies.
Well,
there's Hulk Hogan.
There was Hulk Hogan, and then what's his name that played Bull from Night Court? And
that's not bad if you have to. What's his name from Night Court?
No, Bull.
Bull from Night Court. Who was it? Oh, Barry Bostwick. You know the movie's going to be bad if Barry Bostwick is in it.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Sounds awful.
You've seen him.
Is one of those guys?
Yeah, you've seen him. I think he does commercials now. I can't remember for who. I want to say he's Joe Isuzu. Is Barry Bostwick Joe Isuzu?
What's Joe Isuzu?
It was a commercial a while ago.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I totally remember now.
No,
you all doesn't. Right, well, brief description and brief description of the movie.
So, Hulk Hogan is a super secret agent.
Sounds like a winner so far.
That doesn't work for the CIA or anything like that. He works for an agency known as Shadow.
Ooh.
He gets a hold of a super secret laser weapon and gets chased by the bad guys, gets caught by them, in which case, at that point, his son and his son's friends now have to find the weapon and save Hulk Hogan. Movie was shitty.
Dude, don't use curse words.
I can use them.
Yeah, because he's not an idiot.
Fair enough.
Looked like it was shot on a VHS handheld camera.
Probably was.
It probably was.
This came out in what?
96.
Yeah, it was. For sure.
Acting was horrible. I get it. They're kids, but still shitty as all hell. Storyline made no fucking sense whatsoever. The biggest one that gets me is at one point in the movie, it looks like they're in, like, California. The bad guys, terrorists, take over a decommissioned...
Air quotes on terrorists, by the way.
Air quotes on terrorists. Because I don't think they ever really said terrorists, but they implied it.
Can't say terrorists in a kid's movie.
In 96, you could.
In 96, you could. Because these guys took over, like, a decommissioned prison in the middle of freaking California... Put up barbed wire fences all over the place. Keep out signs, flammable barrels next to the fucking fences. And have guards with AK-47s all around this prison. Like, nobody's going to fucking notice that all these guys are carrying guns around this decommissioned prison. And this is where they're holding Hulk Hogan.
Need a lot of security for Hulk Hogan.
You do.
Or else he'd...
A security system... That can be bypassed with a fucking Teddy Ruxpin, apparently.
Oh, I don't even want to get into details with that. That's too good. Let that one sleep, and then maybe somebody's gonna be like, "I really have to see how they did that."
You know how they escaped from the prison?
Hulk Hogan.
No,
he's like, "What you gonna do, brother?"
A fucking water slide.
A water slide?
Like one of those? What are they? The plastic sheets that you just put up? Slip and slides.
Like over the top or?
No, they went under the fence.
Under the
what it is when I switch the hat on. It's like flipping a switch.
That's
this movie. Like, it's obviously a kid's movie. It's aimed at being a kid's movie.
And even taking that into consideration,
there are way better kids movies than this piece of shit thing.
Are there any worse kids movies than this?
No.
Ooh.
None that I've seen.
It's by far one of the worst movies ever made.
It's free on YouTube. If you want to go find it and watch it, it is literally the whole movie. That's how I watched it. I pulled it up on my Xbox, YouTube, The Secret Agent Club. Watch the whole thing that way.
Do you have to sing the title when you...
Secret Agent Club.
That's exactly what I thought. You guys are awesome. All right. So final thoughts on the movie. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs way down. Two thumbs down.
If this movie was on
TV and two toes down
and you were flipping through the channels,
I would throw my remote into my TV. Because how dare my TV display something so bad?
He's all like, you did it before, Joe. You did it before. We learned from watching you. All right. So we'll wrap that up because we got a lot to get to tonight. So, Cody, what was your movie?
Stone Cold.
Not the Wrestler?
I wish. Probably would have been better.
He has
no
better
movies.
No,
it probably wouldn't have been better.
No, I think it would have been. You have literally...
I just proved that you put a wrestler in a movie and it's not necessarily better.
Brian Bosworth. There were two
wrestlers in that movie.
Who's the other wrestler?
I can't remember his name. He played the umpire. Oh, right there. Brian Yardsnick.
Yeah, Mike, let's go. Come on.
I don't know who that is.
It's Brian Knobs in
Old Wrestling. Brian Knobs. Yeah. Nasty Knobs. The Nasty Boys tag team.
Yeah.
He's Hogan's buddy. Yeah, they hang out a lot.
Anyway, Cody, back to yours. That's
his real name?
Yeah.
No wonder he changed it to Knobs. That thing's a train wreck.
Anyway, so how was your non-wrestler movie?
It was god awful.
There's a football player was in it.
A disgraced football player.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been so after this acting air quotes acting job.
There's other Bosworth movies. So
careful. I was thinking about like what other movies have like football players in it that like were the star, not like they were in like Longest Yard has football players in it, things like that.
Does a Firestorm? Terry Crews movie star
Firestorm?
Firestorm
with Howie Long.
Yeah.
Oh. Movie's fucking awful. Yeah, but it has one of the greatest fucking things ever is when he pops out of the water with the fucking axe and just overhand throws. Oh, it's awful. That people should be ashamed of themselves. It is truly one of the least thought of movies.
Jim Brown did a lot of movies.
Yeah.
So sorry, you had me. You brought up the question.
But when so Clint was in town this weekend when I watched it. And first off, watching movies with him is hilarious because like he'll ask you questions and then like you tell him what's going on and he's like, No.
Like, why are you asking me questions?
Yeah. It's just funny because he's like, I think it's going to this. I was like, what?
Why'd you ask me?
I was like, all right, man, whatever. Like, and then it happens and he's like, oh, okay, I see what they did. I was like, all right.
Okay.
He's all just like, I called it.
I was like, okay, all right. But we're referring to Brian Bosworth's character as the Honey Badger because his fucking mullet that he has is ridiculous.
The original Honey Badger.
Dude, it is awful. And
not the good football player.
He's so proud of it. His motorcycle that he rides in it, it's on the gas tank. There's a skull that looks like it has a flame on it, but it's actually his, like, the blonde mullet.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And then
that.
On his leather jacket, on one shoulder, is a skull with actual hair coming off of the jacket sleeve into the mullet. It is the most hardcore mullet, like, love film ever made. Like, you see people in it, like, Lance Hendrickson is in it, and I'm like, wow, dude, like, you would just, like, you were the Bruce Willis of back in the day. You will do fucking anything.
Yeah, he would.
Like, Sequest. Like, he's just, like, there's so much awful shit. It's a TV show.
I know.
I used to actually watch
it. Yeah, I used to watch it, too. Because that kid, I used to swear to God, I thought that kid that was in it was Will Wheaton.
Looking back on it, yeah, I can see where you're saying that, yeah.
But anyways, back on track. Then William
Forsythe. Wasn't that had the guy from Jaws in it? Was that Sequest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he was the main guy.
The main admiral or whatever.
I'm on board.
But like William Forsythe, who's like always a bad guy in like everything, is in this and he plays one of the worst like characters, like just characterizations of a bad guy ever. Like he immediately doesn't like Brian Bosworth, but he doesn't know why. I don't like him at all. Like I was like mainly cuz he walked up to you in a titty club and wanted to like take over your business. Like just to try to get on the bat. Like, I was like, this is the worst setup ever for anything. It's so bad. And it's one of those, it's an early 90s movie just because it was made in 91, or was released in 91. But it's like an atypical 80s movie where, like, all the guns have all the ammo you ever need until it's convenient not to have any. Like, when Lance Henderson gets the drop on Brian Bosworth with the submachine gun at his chest, all he needs to do is just lay on the trigger and dead as fuck. Click. Out of bullets.
Nice.
And one of my favorite parts is he's on the back, like, towards the end of the movie, Lance Hankerson's on the back of a motorcycle shooting at people, and he's got, like, one of those little, like, the classic movie submachine gun with the little grip up front, you know, and it has the, like, banana clip on it. And he's shooting it, and you can see their double clips, so, like, they're two clips taped together, and he says reverse it. You see him, like, shooting, and then he takes it, throws it, and puts a different one on. But you see him do, like, three times in a row with never flipping it around.
Dude, that's...
Yeah. No, because on Mondays, he does one side, and then Tuesdays, he does the other side. Oh, so he knows Tuesday, and he's all
into
the other side.
No fucking sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
At least, could your guys, enemy bad guys, at least hit people? Because no. Mine always shot, for the Secret Agent Club, they shot at their feet.
So, it's just yes and no. They would shoot at them, but it would only hit people that aren't important. But always off camera, so then you'd see dead people, but you never see it. It's rated R. The movie's not, like, they're not steering away from violence. Like, at one point, to start the whole movie off, one of the bikers shoots a priest in the middle of a wedding straight in the chest with a shotgun.
That was stone cold?
Yeah.
For some reason, if you would explain that scene...
I think you made me watch a different movie than you think you did. Cause...
No, I know what stone cold is. I just, that scene had you... said that scene, I would have guessed another 48 hours.
Similar, except for that wasn't in the middle of a wedding. That was in a church.
Oh, okay.
This was like literally, bride and groom are standing there. This biker walks up. No one sees him, apparently, because he goes, aha, and shoots him. And they never explain why, either. They never explain why that priest was shot But then, so then he goes to prison.
The story is for people like nerds. That's it.
Yeah. Well, then the whole premise of the movie is Brian Bosworth is a cop who's on leave for excessive violence, and so then he gets basically brought in by the FBI to go undercover in a biker gang because the biker gang basically just can't be stopped. I was like, just shoot him, like. They blew a judge up in his boat. Like, not like a big boat, like a rowboat. He was going out to fish on the lake on his backyard, and he blows up. I was like...
And if you're a judge, you should never go into remote situations, because well, in movies you always get blown up.
Oh, no, he just walked out of his house, said goodbye to his wife, walks down to the little dock that's on the lake behind his house, this big old house, and you see William Forsythe sitting there, like, with a cigar, and he goes, oh, he's like, just looking at him. I was like, really? Really? No one saw you rig this boat that's in the backyard.
He did it underwater.
If he had done it underwater, he wouldn't look nearly as disgusting and greasy as he normally did. And then he had like this endless clip of a submachine gun also at one point that like he never had to obviously reload ever, but was the worst shot unless he needed a distraction for Brian Bosworth chasing him on his motorcycle. Because he shoots at Brian Bosworth. And, like, you hear ping, ping, like, off his bike. I'm like, he's shot through a cop car.
Anyways, are the bullets that went through the cop car. They're really slowed down at this point. Yeah. So they just ding, ding off the bike.
And then Clint pointed out that...
movie magic.
That's not even movie
Die Hard
magic.
Die Hard 4 stole a scene from...
Ooh, did they?
Stone Cold, yeah.
Which one was
he
it? Shoot,
he basically launches a motorcycle into a helicopter.
Oh, yes.
That's what I thought.
Instead of a car. As soon as you said that, I was like, it's the car into the helicopter.
So there, at the end of the movie, he shoots the guy who's driving the motorcycle that Lance Hendrickson's on the back of, and he jumps off and he charges him because, like, that's a good idea. Like, dude doesn't have a gun. He's going to try to take him down. Like,
yeah.
He's been mowing through all his friends. I'm going to get him with my motorcycle and shoots him. And he goes out this window and, like, somehow flies upwards into this helicopter that had, like, which, by the way, the helicopter could see into the window because he was sitting there waiting for them to kill Brian Bosworth so he could see him. And yet he didn't move. Like, why he literally just go up or up, like anything, like just right into it. I was like,
he's like, no, this guy's not going to do what I think he's doing.
Yeah. It was,
looks like he's doing what I think he's doing.
There's no way.
There's no way that motorcycle is going to reach me up here. Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, I do not recommend this movie for anybody. If I had more than two thumbs, I would definitely put them all down. If I could somehow grow
had three hands so I can give them titties. Three thumbs down.
Yep, literally. Like, it is the worst thing ever. Like, it's so bad.
Oh, there's a lot of bad things. Come on.
Of action movies, this has got to be one of the worst. It's so bad. Like, I love cheesy action movies, like Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal, all those ones.
Cheesy.
They're cheesy.
Oh, yeah, they're cheesy.
This is so bad, dude. It's so hard to watch. Like, I don't know the last time you watched it was, Mike, but...
It's been a long time. I have fond memories of it.
Well, don't watch it again, because you'll lose those.
I so want to watch it.
Because you will be like, why did I like this movie again?
Why don't you do a back-to-back marathon?
Of all Brian Bosworth.
Stone Cold? and the secret agent club.
Torture for Mike? Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's not going to be torture for Mike.
Yeah, it's... Oh, man. Rough sauce, kids. Rough sauce. Michael, how about yours? How about your direct-to-TV classic?
I wouldn't even call it a classic, and I like the movie.
You do like this
so
movie.
So remind us, Mike, what did you have? What did Joe give
what
you to
watch?
Joe assigned me The Librarian, starring what's his name
from ER.
From ER.
And
Fallen
Skies.
Yeah.
No, while.
I didn't. Yeah, it's bad. And who's the old guy in it? He's the guy.
I can't remember his name.
Look it up.
Yeah, anyway, I'm supposed to look it up.
Yeah, because I don't have an iPad with me. Yeah, so this movie is pretty bad.
I never said it was good.
You said you liked it.
I said I liked it.
So you like bad stuff, apparently.
We all do. Mike.
Because this is rough to watch. I watched the whole thing. I tried to go in with an open mind because I was like, you know what? I seen parts of this out of context. I'm cool with cheesy movies sometimes. I'm just going to give this a chance. Joe likes it. It might not be as bad as I think it is. I was wrong. It is as bad as I thought it was.
Oh, it's Bob Newhart.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Bob Newhart. And actually, Jane Curtin is the secretary chick. She's in a bunch of other stuff as well.
Coneheads.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I remember. I was like, oh, Coneheads. And then I was like, ooh, Third Rock from the Sun. And then I was like, ooh, SNL. And then I was like, I don't know anything else. it starts off and you're like, I remember specifically thinking the first scene, he's got like a little monologue and he's walking through. And you're like, is this literally just a painted background that he's walking around on? Like a poorly junior college theater crew.
Wasn't
designed this
the beginning happens in a museum, right?
Inside the fake pyramid inside the museum.
Yeah.
So remember those old movies where you used to see like the little like track that moves and that has the background that would move and the actors would just walk like in place?
Yeah, like
it's
on
essentially
a treadmill.
What
it was. Well, that's why when I said that you might like it because you like Hercules, Legendary Journeys, and Xena the Warrior Princess, you can't say it doesn't have a lot of the same.
It's got that kind of feel, but here's the difference. Hercules and Xena had to do it week to week, right? And somehow,
I'm pretty sure that they did this in almost a week.
Yeah, and somehow they're able to come up with stuff that was probably still, even taking into consideration the time frames of each, probably still better than what was in The Librarian.
All right.
Because there are scenes where, like, there's a scene, I'm not going to describe the whole movie because it's garbage. So you don't need to know what the thing is, but basically he gets, selected to be the librarian. And the library is where they keep all the history's coolest stuff.
But it's all magical and stuff.
Yeah, it's
so
all,
he has
it's like
to go
King
out
Arthur's
and try
sword.
And find it.
The tomb of, it's just all like the historic, like Pandora's box is in there. Mm-hmm. The thing from Indiana Jones, the
chalice,
the Indiana Jones thing. Anyway, just all that kind of crap is in there. So like he's basically in charge of protecting it. Mm-hmm. The Mona Lisa's in there. Like all the history's like coolest stuff isn't out where you think it is. It's all protected in this library. So he gets elected to be the librarian on his second day. Or while he's in between his first and second day, the old librarian that everyone thinks is dead comes in and steals the Spear of Destiny?
Yeah.
Okay. Which I wasn't even sure what that was. I never heard of it before.
The Spear of Destiny was supposed to be the spear that punctured the side of Jesus Christ at the crucifixion.
Yeah, they explain that in the movie, but I've never
you've
heard
seen
of
Constantine.
It.
Yeah, if you've seen Constantine,
Reeves, right?
that's the Spear of Destiny.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Spear of Destiny.
Anyway, it's way cooler in Constantine. And then they're like, oh, we got to go find it because it's not all together. And if he gets all the pieces together, it's going to be really bad. So he's like, cool, I'm a librarian. And he goes on a plane. He learns this language that nobody knows in like 7.5 hours.
It's the language of the birds, if I recall right.
Yeah. So this, to keep all the secrets like hidden from each other and make sure nobody can use clues to find all the pieces, there's the, yes.
Did M. Night Shyamalan make this movie?
Dude, there's no crappy twist ending.
Oh, okay.
No, there, yeah.
It's a pretty straight up ending. So
what a twist.
So yeah, he goes and he's trying to find it, and the old librarian finds him, and they think they won, and then turns out they didn't win yet. They got to go back to the museum where we originally started with the fake pyramid inside the museum that was actually designed as a power converter for whatever the Spirit of Destiny is actually doing. So it's kind of like that scene in Blade where all the blood like runs down and goes into one piece and it drops on that pale dude's face and all of a sudden he's powerful. It's kind of like that, but without blood, just with light. So they're converting everything down and he's going to be fucking... Ah!
God damn it!
He did it!
Shit.
All right. Let's
go. That was 25 minutes, 26 minutes.
All right. We went almost 26 minutes without saying a bad word.
Tag that for the next episode. We'll see if I can make 27 minutes next time. All right. Anyway. Whew. That was rough. Anyway, there's like a dumb fight. Noah Wiley wins. Yeah. And the action is so horrendously bad. The only thing is the two women, the old librarian's girlfriend and the new librarian's bodyguard / soon-to-be girlfriend, actually look like they could fight a little bit. Like, it wasn't so, we're just going to take two good-looking women and make them go, fight.
Yeah.
Even though they did do, like, the karate pose to start their fight, I was like, oh, gross. But then they actually moved around, like they actually knew how to fight a little bit, which was refreshing because you don't see that in all the movies. But yeah, the movie's bad. Acting's awful. And that's it.
Fair enough.
Cody? You've seen it, right?
No, I've never watched them.
Really? Yeah, you never watched them?
No.
Maybe that should be his assignment.
every week.
Oh, we're stopping assignments? That sucks, guys. We're never doing them again. They didn't work out. No one liked it. All right,
you
watch
the second one.
I would rather watch Stone Cold again.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly because I've already seen it.
I would rather watch Stone Cold again.
Good assignment might be the second one.
All right. Just like, all you motherfuckers are going to like what I like.
Y'all going to watch all of them. All 17 of them.
I've never said
and
like
the TV
it.
Show. And the TV show. They're making a TV show, which is why you mentioned last week. But I understand the premise of it lends itself to a TV show possibly, but like with as bad as the first movie was, and I'm guessing the
would you give it more slack for being a TV show and how it was?
Yeah, I'll give TV shows, even if it's a made for TV movie, I'll still give TV shows more slack for crappy
effects and acting's
rough. But even then, like if you're gonna do a made for TV movie, still the same of a movie, like you have time to put this together, like it's one, you think it's gonna be one thing, and this is your one shot to make it cool, you know what I mean? And so
it must be cool.
You
it
have
a TV
to,
series.
Yeah, but like a TV series, a lot of TV shows take a couple episodes to find their footing. So as long as there's one or two redeeming qualities early on, they could build off of it and find themselves, find their audience and stuff like that. And with, so I'll give a TV show slack, especially early on in a series, for not being where it should be quality wise, as long as there's something redeeming about it. But a movie, even if it's a made for TV movie, like what the fuck, man, be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are our assignments, and we didn't think of anything for this week yet, so maybe at the end of the episode we'll just blurt shit out.
Maybe.
And, yeah, we will.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, Joe, start thinking now, because I know you're going to take an hour.
I've already thought of possibly something.
He froze up.
No. I've already thought of something possibly. I just don't know how much somebody would go for it. Plus, I'm not even sure if it...
Secret Agent Club, so, like...
After I got my Kindle Paperwhite and I discovered like there's a whole like short story section in the Kindle that you can actually, if you have Amazon Prime, you can rent or you can actually buy the short story for like $2, I think it was. I haven't looked into how accurate it is, but I ran across a bunch of short stories, quote unquote, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was the writer of Sherlock Holmes, and it's my gum. Get over it.
You're still drinking out of that.
So
it's his gum.
It's so. My gum.
It's weird.
Speaking of which, I sat in gum. You want to? Never mind. Go ahead.
No.
My balls.
Gross.
Gross. Anyway, so it's like 40 pages long. So I was going to throw it out there to see if anybody, if we could get a hold of it, would that be something somebody would be interested in reading?
You can read it.
I did read it.
Oh,
did you like it?
Yeah. But I mean, I would like that type of stuff.
You also like The Librarian.
See?
All right. So you want to throw that out. What were you thinking? You had a book, right?
But he had a comic book. So it's a little bit more.
Throw a comic book out.
No, don't throw it out.
Which one were you thinking?
I didn't have one in particular in mind, but I was kind of trying to think of what I've made you read already.
Has he like read Saga at all?
He read the volume 1 and 2, right?
He did. Just okay.
One. Oh, volume 1. Okay.
But you at least read it, so that knocks that off the.
Yep. I didn't really have anything.
All right, so we'll go into what we actually want to talk about, yeah. And then if something pops up, we'll just yell it out.
Yeah. So,
Cody.
All right.
What's news?
Drive this motherfucker.
So. I feel better. No real order. I was looking at a bunch of shit while you guys were talking and me not paying attention. First thing was a movie banner for Age of Ultron had a picture taken, and it shows
with Jarvis
shows Vision for the first time, and he looks super awesome. He looks very similar to what he does in the book, but very Iron Man-ish as well, with the body build of the Iron Man suit, with the way it's colored and themed. Looks pretty dope, and the fact that. Jarvis has been shown in clips of Agent Carter, the show. It's not played by Paul Bentley, or Benton, whatever his last name is. It's actually played by a different character, but it's Jarvis, who's basically the manservant guy of Howard Stark.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any.
Yeah. So he's still, he looks a lot like him, but it's not him, which is weird to me because you'd think they would just get him to play it.
You would think, but at the same time, it's just really a name. The voice could be still is just automatic.
So that was pretty cool. It looks pretty dope. So I'll post the picture on there before. I actually found a really good version of it that hasn't been taken down from the internet yet. So I'll post it on there as well.
Screen cap.
Yeah. And then other big news we can talk about is the official casting for the Suicide Squad movie.
Hit it.
So we have the. Two-time Oscar nominee Will Smith, who will be playing Deadshot. We have Tom Hardy. We all know who Tom Hardy is.
He was Bane, but he's not playing Bane.
Yeah,
no.
He's also coming. He's also playing Mad Max in the new Mad Max movie coming out. He plays Rick Flagg. Margot Robbie, who was in Wolf of Wall Street, as well as a movie called Focus, that's out or coming out. She will be playing Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Harley Quinn live action, motherfuckers.
She actually does look like
Harley Quinn. That's probably the best casting they did, I think. She looks a lot like Harley Quinn. She is blonde, but she's got that body that everyone pictures Harley Quinn having. That's she's really stunning, but she's a fucking sociopath.
Yeah.
So, and she did a really good job of playing a two-sided character in Wolf of Wall Street. So
she's gonna play Two-Face.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Very good. I get confused. Way to pay attention. Then Oscar winner Jared Leto.
Ooh, is he playing the chick from Harry Potter?
Nope, playing the Joker.
Ooh.
Yeah, so big casting.
Very interesting. I'm so interested to see what the look is.
Yeah.
Because he's always got the long hair. Not always, but he's got the long hair and that really skinny. He could look very...
they dress him up just right. Creepy. He might be like a creepy... You know, almost like pointed face type of Joker that they always show.
Like they do in the cartoon, the animated series.
Yeah. I'm hoping for his look to look like Killing Joke Joker. Where he has
that'd be a good one.
That sharp
the sharp dress suit one, but just looks super menacing because
but the hair shorter with the pointing up.
Has the because it's very classic looking, it looks like an old time gangster but with creepy ass fucking makeup on.
I'm not a huge Jared Leto fan. I know a lot of people like him, especially after the cool shit he's done with Dallas Buyers Club. He was fantastic in. I still not a huge fan of him, But I do think this is actually a really cool casting choice for the Joker. Because the Joker, here's the hard part about the Joker. And I always thought with the Nolan one, obviously Heath Ledger did an iconic performance of it. And even to a lesser degree, Jack Nicholson really brought legitimacy to comic book movies with his portrayal of the Joker. And the character itself is probably, I would say, the second most recognizable villain behind Darth Vader in pop culture history at this point. With everything that, you know, that he's been with the movies and the comics and everything, the cartoon. So you have to do something like bold and kind of and you have to be completely different than Heath Ledger's Joker. You can still be crazy and psychotic, but you have to play it differently. You have to play it probably more
Mark Hamill
Joker jokey kind of performance, where he's more of a split personality and not just crazy all the time, where he can go really high and brings it really low when he's getting pissed off and he's kind of crazy. So that's the performance I'm hoping to get out of it. But yeah, so it's gonna be interesting. Like, that's the only thing I care about this movie, is just seeing what happens with that. Like that's gonna be the biggest thing, is how he portrays the Joker. It's going to be fun.
I still think that won't be the most interesting thing for me. It's going to be how Will Smith is for Deadshot. I've told you guys before, Will Smith is a good actor. Granted, the last few movies he's done, I really haven't
seen. Guess
really
what? This one doesn't have his kid in it, so it's probably going to be awesome.
But, like, not he's always had, to me, he's always had the similar mannerisms in a lot of his characters. Even though the characters are different, they still have similar mannerisms. And that, to me, just doesn't translate into Deadshot.
But really, though, honestly, how many actors, and I understand you're parlaying it directly into Deadshot, but how many actors are good? It's a small handful of actors that are good enough to completely lose themselves in a role on a consistent basis. You know what I mean? Like we had this conversation a while back with Munger, who he doesn't like George Clooney because he thinks he's George Clooney in every movie, you know, or...
He kind of is, though.
Yeah, he is, but he's still a really good actor, you know? So...
Which basically means George Clooney should be in more movies, is what we're trying to say, because George Clooney is good in them. So to continue
George Clooney is Deadshot.
Yeah. So to continue the list...
Son of Deadshot. The sequel.
Jay Courtney will be playing Boomerang, which is weird. They picked some weird characters to throw in there too. Like, of all people, the Boomerang. Like, I was like, all right, whatever. Like, be a lot of different people. He should have been Deadshot if you ask me, because he was awesome in Jack Reacher with the guns. He was. Not the movie was any good, but he was convincible with guns and Die Hard, that fifth-ish one. And then the last character who's going to play Enchantress is Cara Delevingne. Devolge or something, I don't know. She's in that Anna Katrina movie and that new one, Pan, that comes out with next year with Hugh Jackman and all that fun stuff. So, but real quick, on a small tangent on this. So I'm getting this off comingsoon.net. It's the first one I pulled up because it has a bunch of the stuff we were going to talk about today. Some of the choices for movies they picked, not exactly the best to show like for this audience. Like, coming soon is usually focused towards movies and comic books and stuff and video games, stuff like that.
Oh, so you're talking about like when they describe the actor?
Yeah, so like when they tell the actor and it's like what movie they've been in, you know? So they usually pick two. So here they are. Will Smith, Pursuit of Happiness, and Ali.
It's two Oscar-nominated ones.
Yep, yeah. But he's going to be playing a guy named Deadshot.
Men in Black, Independence Day. you know what I mean? Like,
go for your audience. You know
more people actually might know that, yeah.
Yeah. So then you have Tom Hardy. Those make sense. It says Dark Knight Rises and Mad Max Fury Road. Makes sense, right? There you go. Then you go to Margot Robbie. She hasn't been in a whole lot, so they pick Wolf of Wall Street and Focus. It's cool. They go to Jared Leto, Dallas Buyers Club, and Alexander.
Alexander, really?
of all the things.
They could have said 30 Seconds to Mars and it would have made more sense than that.
Yeah, like you could you could have said American Psycho. Mm. I mean, you could have said a lot of things. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? The one that got me the most, though, was Jay Courtney, Divergent and the Water Diviner. Not Jack Reacher. Not Die Hard.
The Water Diviner?
Diviner.
Diviner?
Exactly.
I'm like, what is that? That's Moses, right? The Water Divider?
Where he takes like two sticks and he goes out water looking for wells. Water divining.
Yeah, he got the boat with all the animals on it. So I just thought that was funny because like they picked some of the worst movies ever.
Do you want to like comment at all about like it's to me it's such a weird movie to make too.
It is,
it's
but the also
Suicide Squad. But like it's not a lot of characters that people are gonna know, and they don't they haven't set it up like you did in the Marvel universe.
Well, because they don't have TV shows to fall back on because Warner Brothers and DC have shunned the TV shows.
And I get that, but it's still like, hey, here's this movie that's got a bunch of other people
but
in
here's the thing. I'm not upset at it because I don't think every movie has to be built in a universe now. I'm okay with
which is true.
This.
It's still weird.
It's a weird like
we're gonna do the Suicide Squad. Why you know
you would think that would set up later after like
right,
Batman
yeah.
and Superman.
Like you've seen these people in other movies, now they're coming together in one big movie. It's like,
but I'm also kind of okay with the idea of just having it because it's something different and refreshing. You don't have to build 5 years to get to this movie. And granted, I'm not in the slightest way trying to knock how like Marvel's done it because it's fantastic, but it's nice to just get a different style of it. I would like to see more of these kind of one-shot kind of movies. And granted, it might not be a one-shot. It might turn into a sequel if it does well or if it's really good. They might incorporate it maybe, but that doesn't make sense to me.
But that's the other problem that I would have then, too, is that if you're not going to incorporate it into your bigger... Because they obviously want a bigger scheme of things. You made Superman, you know, and you're parlaying... Yeah, you're parlaying that into Batman. So you obviously want that to be a bigger franchise like the Marvel movies. So when you're doing something like this, it almost feels like they want to, you know, they should at one point then.
Well, they might, and then they might not. Like you can leave it completely open in the first one. You don't have to reference anything, you know, depending on what style of the movie they're making. Like if it's more of a smaller scale kind of movie, which Suicide Squad, so it should be kind of a little bit bigger at least. But there's no superpowers. Like, well, I mean, there is, but it's not like a Superman or, you know, kind
of
thing.
What threw me off is, like, I know they wanted to cast a Joker in something. This seems like a weird movie to put him in because, like, he's not really the Suicide Squad-ish type character.
No.
Because he is a loose cannon, and that's not what Suicide Squad's for.
Well, I think that's what's going to make it interesting in the movie is the fact that he is in it. Because, like, in the comics, you have time to you know set up the team and then bring in you know every story arc a different you know obstacle. When you do it this way, you have that built into the group cause for friction and chaos with the Joker, and I guarantee you that's going to be more of the problem than what the actual like assignment is for him. You know what I mean?
I wonder if this is the full cast too. I mean, like, is this it for the Suicide? Because they've had many different members over the years.
You want to, because a lot of people, and I know I don't know a couple of them, do you want to run through the characters and give them just a real quick synopsis of what kind of, like, who they are in the comic book world?
I guess.
Yeah, I think that would be.
Because there are some, like, deeper unknowns in there.
Rick Flagg, for Christ's
exactly.
sake.
Exactly.
Yeah. But why I'm pulling that up, just to go over everything. One of the things that got me, though, about this is, like, you were talking about tying it in. There are rumors that the way they're tying this in is the fact that Lex Luthor is the one who puts together the Suicide Squad. And he will be in it, but not featured in it. So it'll just be like a cameo or whatever, you know, maybe at the beginning or end or whatever. But he's the reason it brought together. So if the rumors are true, they're folding it in a way where these are existing people. It's not an origin movie
right.
for them. It's they're established characters already, So it'd be interesting to see. And hopefully if Jared Leto is a good Joker, he'll go up against Batfleck in the standalone movie. So that'd be nice to see.
And that's going to be a good discrepancy in size and just physical appearance, too.
It's going to fit better to the Batman animated series of Batman versus the Joker from that, because Joker's very, like, always very thin and frail and always used, you know, the gag weapons and stuff against Batman, who was, when he got a hold of him, just beat the living shit out of him every time, you know, like, somehow didn't break his face completely, but would knock teeth out every now and then and that sort of stuff. So it'll be interesting to see, because Jared Leto, I don't think they're going to buff him up to be a buff Joker. I mean, it's going to be a frail, this maybe not as thin as he was in Dallas Buyers Club, but like
maybe,
but in his normal size, because he's not a big guy at all. No, I don't think they'll go sickly small, but they'll have him stay the thin, like, you know, not like overly ripped, but he'll be the thinner Joker, more wiry type thing. But
and I think that just that physical appearance of the two would be cool.
It'd be very cool, big Batfleck and then little Jared Leto.
Batfleck's he's monster, yoked. Dude. Like he's big.
I did read as well that they're gonna have some Easter eggs in the Batman versus Superman that reference the Joker. Like he's existed for a while in this universe, and there was one more thing I can't remember it right now. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting just because the idea behind Suicide Squad is they are a bunch of people who are expendable, essentially. The reason they're called Suicide Squad is because they send them on suicide missions. They're not meant to come back. So if one of them dies or all of them die, well, we got plenty of them locked up and we'll just send more out. That's kind of the idea behind the whole thing. So it's going to be interesting because it is supposed to be a heist-type movie. Where everyone kind of goes off the rails. I mean, obviously you got Joker in there, and shit's gonna go down. He's always down to steal stuff, but he doesn't do it because he wants the money. He just wants to do it because it's chaos, and that's because
he's an agent of chaos.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just a dog chasing a car. He wouldn't know what to do with himself if he got it.
I'll watch it when it comes out, but I'm not too thrilled about this movie.
You're an asshole though, too. So
I am your friend.
I'm pretty excited about it. Because I think it's, like I said, I think it's a different setup that I'm, obviously it's way too early to,
right,
you know, rule on whether it's going to be, like, I mean, the trailer is going to be big. The initial trailer, like, that's going to be a huge swing. And so that way you get the feel of it, you know, the tone of it, that kind of thing. So that's, like, we talked last week about how good the Jurassic World trailer is. This is going to be one of those trailers that, like, I'm excited about I want to see the movie, but the trailer could really swing me one way or the other.
Yeah.
Because, there's so many.
A lot of people one way or the other.
Yeah, there's so many ways you can go and so many wrong ways you can go.
I did forget to mention there are some very bizarre rumors of Amanda Waller, who runs Suicide Squad. One of the names is Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that was. But the character that she plays, honestly, you look at her and you're like, that. Kind of, I guess
she doesn't seem unassuming. It's just weird to think that Oprah Winfrey is going to be running a team of.
But she kind of could look like Oprah, is what I'm saying. Like, yeah, the character actually, you know. But it was funny to read that.
That's kind of ingenious if they do cast Oprah, because like that would never deter like a comic book fan from watching it. But that'll bring in a whole nother audience of people that wouldn't normally watch it. Dude, there are millions of women out there that does whatever Oprah says.
That's true.
And if she says once, like, go watch this movie, all those people are going to go watch that movie.
I don't think that will happen.
And Will Smith, they're going to have a big fucking talk show, and it's just going to be Oprah interviewing Will Smith and Jared Leto, and they're going to give away cars, and all those people
all
are going to
go. All on her own
movie.
Network on yeah. O.
So 14 people will watch the show, but, you know, whatever. So, just a real quick biography of a couple of characters, man. I know Deadshot, if you haven't watched Arrow, he is a master marksman, prides himself on always hitting his mark, very into projectile weapons.
Like guns?
Guns, bows and arrows, anything that shoots stuff like a projectile. Ugh. So, it's going to be interesting because he is an assassin and an anti-hero in the world of the DC universe, so he's not always a bad guy. He does go towards whoever pays him the most money. So if you are rich and you want to be him to be on your side, you're going to have to make it.
But there's been times where he's like erred more on the side of good guys sometimes, though, too.
Well, if he can, but like, I mean, because he doesn't want to be a, like, he's not trying to be a bad guy, but if it pays good, fuck it, he's going to do it. You know what I mean? Rick Flagg, on the other hand, is one of the original members from the very first Suicide Squadron, as they called him. But he was the only survivor, and he basically like put it on himself. Like, he will do whatever it takes to get the mission done. So he's very straightforward and, again, very anti-hero in a way. Punisher-ish type character, but always mostly on the bad side.
Could you imagine Tom Hardy playing the Punisher?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome. Hey, fuck you, That would be awesome.
You're like, no Dolph Lundgren.
So,
it isn't Dolph Lundgren.
I just thought of something, if I did my math correctly.
Okay.
If you think about the people who are in Suicide Squad movie, they're all some type of villain of a movie, of a character that's going to be in the Justice League movie.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Captain Boomerang's Flash.
Yeah.
Slash Green Arrow, sometimes. Deadshot, Green Arrow. Joker, Harley Quinn, obviously. Batman. Lex Luthor, Superman. All you really need is someone from... the Huntress could be Wonder Woman's.
Yeah.
Or Enchantress could be Wonder Woman's. So, I mean, it's very interesting to see. I just thought about that right now. Rip Flag's kind of like the only one that's kind of... doesn't really have a main bad good guy he goes after.
But. He's going to be in the background of every scene.
So
just sitting there eating a sandwich, really pissed off looking.
Captain Boomerang, just so you know, he's really good at boomerangs.
So. That's so fucking lame.
Which is funny because he just showed up.
That suit is awful.
Yeah, with the boomerangs on it. The onesie with the boomerangs. You see the scarf, the neckerchief. But do you know, are you caught up on Arrow?
I'm like two episodes behind, I think.
Oh, because Captain Boomerang made his appearance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, stabbed the guy in the back of the boomerang.
Captain Boomerang just sounds off. That was the one when I read, I was like, Captain Boomerang?
Yeah, it's really, really bizarre on that one. And then Enchantress is exactly how she stands. She's the only one that's going to actually have some kind of powers, which is weird that she's part of the Suicide Squad. But I mean, she's been in the past, but, you know, they've had a lot of weird characters in there. So it's kind of what it is, you know, that sort of thing. So back to news. Earlier in the week, Terminator Genesis motion poster came out. I can't talk. Which is pretty cool because it showed the T-1000s or T-900's skull, and then it slowly dissolved from the jaw down into like a pile of dust,
like an hourglass.
Exactly. Yep. Because Genesis had to do with time travel. Blah blah blah. Then, as of recording today, well, actually, it came out last night, but I didn't watch it today, and I was going to text you guys, but I didn't, because late at night, and I didn't want to be a dick more than I normally am. The teaser trailer for the teaser trailer, which actually comes out tomorrow,
which
came out, and it just showed a bunch of glimpses, and, of course, then it fades out to Arnold Schwarzenegger with his metal hand flexing it, but it does primarily just show a liquid metal Terminator again.
Which is awesome.
Who I just looked up is played by the guy
Robert
who plays...
Patrick. Nope. I want it to be Robert Patrick.
No, he's Asian. It's the guy playing Storm Shadow in the G.I. Joe movies.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know that until I just looked it up.
Is that the guy from... never mind. Keep going.
You're going to say Red 2? Yes.
No, that's not what I was going to say. Okay. But it's good to know that's that guy.
I want Robert Patrick to make an appearance in one of these shows.
He will, because
he needs to be a mall cop, though. Like, that would be fucking hilarious.
Well, I want him to make an appearance, but I want him to make an appearance as his character from Striptease.
What? Wrong crossover, bro. Wrong crossover.
It'd be funny if he's walking around stealing wheelchairs from old people.
So there are there are two.
Like, that guy's a dick. Let's make a Terminator after him.
So if you don't know about the Terminator Genesis movie, it is. It is their way of rebooting the franchise.
It might be a clusterfuck.
It definitely could be. There are two different models of the T-800, which is the Arnold Schwarzenegger model. There's the young model, which is played by upcoming bodybuilder.
Brick shithouse.
He's fucking enormous. Yeah, he's terrifying. His name
is Arnold size from
Aaron
Arnold,
Williams,
the original Terminator. Yeah. He's that actually big.
They said he's bigger.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. Which makes sense. Is retarded.
Because steroids are much better now than they used to be.
That's true.
So he plays the new version, obviously the older version, which we don't really know why it's aging, but other than the fact that it's flesh and over time it would age, we just don't know where it came from, because obviously the versions we've seen of Arnold Schwarzenegger's T-800 die at the end of each movie. So somehow it comes back again as aging. I don't know. Then it's got... it's got everyone you normally would want in it. Jay Courtney, who we just talked about, is playing Captain Boomerang, is actually playing Reese. What?
Kyle Reese?
Yeah, what are you doing?
No, that's the Terminator.
Oh, gotcha. Mm. I was like, that's so weird. Like, so Kyle Reese.
The most manliest cry in a movie ever.
So it's going to be interesting to see the actual trailer.
Is John Connor in this one?
Yes.
Who's John Connor played by?
Jason Clark is the guy's name. Have you seen Lawless?
Yes.
The older brother. There's older brother Tom there's Tom Hardy, and then there's Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, that's Jason Clark.
The other guy.
Yeah, the one that dies.
He's not bad.
No, he's a good actor. I'm excited about that. Yeah, so.
Because he was in the new Apes movie, right?
Yes, he's the... Yeah. Have you watched it yet?
Parts of it.
Okay, he's the main guy in that movie. That's him. So, in his comeuppance.
That's actually... That makes me feel a little bit better because I like him.
So far, the casting is pretty spot on for me.
Because what made it like worrisome is like the initial reports and the initial like image releases they did were awful. You're like, why would these be the first things? It's like they're purposely like, let's bring the bar down a little bit, guys, and then we're gonna hit you with some cool shit.
So this is the plan. We overshot a lot with Salvation. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna undershoot for all the stuff, and then we're gonna release an amazing trailer. Hopefully, and then we'll
the teaser was dope as fuck.
Yeah, so it looks pretty good. It'll be interesting to see what it's and to see what the actual plot is, because if you read the plot on any of the websites, they make no fucking sense. Hopefully it's some kind of coalesced idea. Because
like we talked about it, there's one report going around that they're gonna Back to the Future it and like show clips from the original two movies from different scenes.
Vantage points. It's because the idea behind this, if I read this correctly, they are rebooting it, but with a sequel.
Yeah.
So this is a direct sequel to the rest of the movies, but they're rebooting everything. So they're going to change the original.
Which, how with the time travel
is
very possible. Yeah. But that's why time travel movies are always tricky, dude, because you could get into the weeds and be confused.
Well, what's kind of cool about that is because they're updating the original, which obviously was a long time ago. And if you watch it, is sort of dated with some things. You know what I mean? It's a good movie. Don't get me wrong. I actually like the first Terminator movie a lot. The problem is when you watch it, you're just like, fuck, that is borderline awful, like on some of the stuff.
Well, some of the like the graphics and stuff.
The graphics, yeah. Like when the Terminator's walking, it's
looks like claymation.
The vision that he has.
Yeah, it's so bad. Like, but I'm excited about it in a way because I do want a fresh start. Like, the nice thing about it is they're kind of like completely erasing everything that happened in Salvation. Like, that didn't happen. So like this is in the world of 1, 2, and 3.
We're hoping this is a better attempt at a sequel reboot than X-Men was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's Terminator. Exciting in a way. We'll go through these next ones pretty quick. I do want to hit on the Facebook stuff that we posted to talk about, because we actually got some interaction with people.
Yeah, yeah.
Real quick, the last thing is they officially released the synopsis for the Fantastic Four movie. Does not add any betterness to what we were worrying about. Did you read it?
I didn't read it, but I read that they released new info, and then like I read the comments, and they're like, "This is the same bullshit."
This is
another dimension, right?
Yeah,
another universe. Yeah.
But still another. So dimension, this another
is
universe.
Yeah. So this is basically what it says: the Fantastic Four, a contemporary reimagining of Marvel's original longest running superhero team, centers on four young outsiders who teleport to an alternate and dangerous universe, which alters their physical form in shocking ways. Their lives irreparably upended, the team must learn to harness their daunting new abilities and work together to save Earth from a former friend turned enemy.
Doctor Doom.
So that is the official synopsis.
Is he a doctor in this one? Because they're all pretty young, so this would be like
He is credited as
Intern Doom.
He is credited as Dr. Doom, but I don't know if that's this website calling it or whatever, because like, he's listed as Toby Cabal is labeled as Dr. Doom. So
this movie sounds like it's going to blow a lot of ass.
Yeah.
And which sucks, because usually when you remake something that already sucked, they try to put more effort into it and make it good. But they ain't doing it this time.
Well, they're trying a different direction with a lot of stuff.
Well, you can try different directions and still be cool. Like,
yeah, but that's what they're thinking, that this is going to be cool.
So, Mike, let me ask you a question real quick.
All right.
What is the end-all, be-all Batman story?
Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns.
Okay, how about if they were to make a sequel to that with Frank Miller, co-written by Scott Snyder?
I'm in 100 fucking percent.
It's happening.
That's for real happening?
Yep, it's happening.
Shut the fuck up. I haven't heard about this.
It's announced today.
What's
well, not officially announced today, but it's in the works right now.
So is it going
to
be...
It's a direct sequel to Batman Dark Knight Returns.
So in between Dark Knight Returns and the Justice League one?
I think they're going to try to forget about Strikes Back.
Okay.
In a way.
I'm okay. Because that one's weird. I said that
it's
movie.
Really
that book's weird, yeah. But it's still got some cool shit. Yeah. But it's Frank Miller fucking flexing his muscle for sure.
Yeah.
Full on Frank Miller on that one for sure.
This is fantastic, though. This is like the best, I mean, two out of the top three
Batman writers
of all time coming together. How's that going to work?
Cool. And so I'm guessing... they'll come up with a story together, and then most likely Snyder will.
You think
probably
they'll
flesh
do
it out.
Like American Vampire style?
I think they're going to do more of it like Gates of Gotham,
okay.
Where together
when,
Kyle
I'm sorry,
Higgins
if,
and Scott
if
Snyder.
Somebody hasn't read American Vampire, the first volume. The first issue was like a present day telling, and then they had a flashback issue, and it was written by Scott Snyder and Stephen King. That's what I meant by that. Sorry.
So I think they're going to go more of the line of, I think it doesn't have a lot of details in it. Story is very short. I think they're going to go more of the Gates of Gotham with Kyle Higgins and Scott Snyder, where they together thought of the story, and then Scott Snyder went off and did all of the other 9,000 projects he's working on, and then Kyle Higgins just flushed out the story that they already went over. Like, they have all these bullet points, like, this is the beginning, this is your middle, this is your end, fill in the stuff that happens between, we trust you because you're awesome, Kyle Higgins, that sort of thing. So, and I'm really thinking, like, obviously, it's Scott Snyder. I'm not going to miss, I'm just saying. Like, it's going to be dope.
Did they ever like a projected time when it's going to be finished?
Estimated 2016.
2016. Okay.
Are they going to release it as a graphic novel or release it as a...
No word yet.
Yeah.
It's too early.
Yeah. They need to just make that a graphic novel.
That one would really lend to be just being a graphic novel. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure they haven't announced it because you probably would have said something. But who does the art?
Oh, they've not said anything yet.
Who does the art, in your opinion?
I would love to see Greg Capullo do it, for sure. I mean, I would like to have it come out on time, so I probably won't say having Jim Lee do it, because nothing will ever come out on time.
Here's the thing with Jim Lee, though. Like, I know he's been itching. I don't know. He said this before, that he's been itching to work with Frank Miller again because he wants to do the sequel.
Well, he wants to do the sequel to the All-Star Batman and Robin, yes. So let them do that.
But I would... really, really dig Jim Lee style with a Snyder and Frank Miller team up.
I think we should give Greg Capullo a shot at old Batman.
Well, Greg Capullo was fantastic. He's clear cut. Like, it's 1 and 1A at that point. Right. But those are the only two that should be on the radar for it. And obviously, I think Capullo probably has more of the inside track, considering all the badass shit he's done.
Yeah.
But God damn it, dude, Jim Lee doing old Batman.
I think it'd be dope. I mean, Hush. I mean, come on now, like.
Yeah,
one
dude.
Of my favorites, but I mean, Jim Lee is a very bad about time frames.
He's a very busy person.
Yeah, but this would take priority over everything he's doing, though.
You'd hope so.
Yeah,
it would for sure.
I'm just saying
he would get Superman this one out on time. Yeah, Superman Unchained did some bullshit though with like, oh, Jim Lee wrote or drew this page.
Yeah, you're like, really?
What the fuck? Do the whole comic, you asshole.
That's what I'm saying. So that's kind of cool. All right. So
that's super awesome.
Earlier in the week, I posted something asking a bunch of Facebook people what are some of their anticipated movies coming up for next
Some
year.
Some weird answers.
Very bizarre answers. So I was going to say we will go over ours. If you can just think of like just like five that you're anticipated for, it's pretty fucking easy, and they're mostly going to be the same, I think, for us. So, Mike? No particular order, just five that you're waiting for, that you're really excited for next year.
Star Wars.
Obviously.
Is the biggest one. Jurassic World now. I'm drawing a blank.
Age of Ultron.
Yeah, Avengers. Age of Ultron. What are yours?
Those are the top three that I had. Yeah. Depending on what Terminator looks like tomorrow, I may.
Yeah, that's gonna be a big momentum swing. But yeah, Terminator. I'm pretty
interested in that one. I'm interested to see some more about Ant-Man.
I'm interested in it, but I don't think it'll move the needle on top five.
But I mean, Joe, what about you?
No, that's pretty much. I can't think of anything else besides those ones right there.
And there's some like under the radar ones that I think have the potential to be really, really good. Because I just saw the trailer for, and I think this was mentioned on one of the comments for Get Hard.
Yeah,
with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
and like I think this is the Kevin Hart movie that we're finally gonna get and be like, holy shit, this movie's fantastic. Because the team up with him and Will Ferrell, that's a big team up right now. Like, there's no two bigger comedy people, I think, right now. So that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah. So that's it's basically what Ride Along should have been. So we had a couple people who chimed in. Mark McDowell basically said Star Wars because I had posted that picture that poster came up. Obviously, Mark is excited about
that dope ass lightsaber,
the fucking broadsword.
Wow. Chappie comes out next year.
Chappie does come out next year.
That'd be another one I'm looking forward to.
So we had Chris, who brought up Age of Ultron, as well as Taken 3, Ant-Man, the Minions movie, Jurassic World, Terminator Genesis, Mad Max, and then his sleeper hit was Frankenstein and Scouts vs. Zombies. I have no idea what the fuck that is, Chris.
I don't even know they're doing a Frankenstein.
They're doing a Frankenstein movie. Alex Kurtzman is doing that one. Or no, he's doing the Mummy movie. Can't remember who's doing Frankenstein. He's producing it, though, because he's producing all those movies. And then a new person to our page, someone named PC, which I hope is not politically correct because he's on the wrong podcast. Thank you for joining us, by the way. And he's Age of Ultron. He brought up Tomorrowland, which is pretty exciting. If you haven't seen the teaser, it looks absolutely fucking insane. Yeah, I don't know what it's about, but it looks pretty crazy. He brought up one that was kind of weird to me. He brought up Pixels with Adam Sandler. So that was not really when I was waiting for, but
yeah, that wasn't thanks an option.
Yeah, it was like, but you know, it is based on a really funny internet video that came out, so we'll see what happens with that movie. And then he brought up the reboot about the Vacation movie that is supposed to be out later next year. So those are the ones that we had from the Facebook guys. You come up with the other ones? I know they're all figure out clicking away on their
Scout
devices.
Versus was it? It was Scout versus
Scouts thing? Versus Zombies. I think it's like Boy Scouts versus Zombies, essentially, but it's like Scouts, like, or like, I guess it would be Rangers. I don't know. Is there something called Scouts in the military? I know they have Scouts, like people.
Well,
go
they
out
have
on
Scouts,
missions,
but I don't think it's not an actual.
They don't call them Scouts.
Oh, the Hateful Eight supposed to come out.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Is that next year? I thought it was 2016.
Yeah. Well, it's listed on this. Isn't site. It's 2015.
Oh, okay.
Like late 2015.
I do worry that it has Channing Tatum in it, but.
But it is a Tarantino flick, though.
Hopefully he gets shot and killed in a horrible way. Not in real life, in the movie. I'm not an asshole. I don't want him to die in real life. I just want him not to make movies.
The plot synopsis so far for Scouts vs. Zombies on Wikipedia is only one sentence long.
Nice.
Three scouts who, on the eve of their last campout, discover the true meaning of friendship when they attempt to save their town from a zombie outbreak.
All right, Chris.
Starring Christopher Landon.
Homeboy should probably know something we don't, hopefully, because that doesn't sound that good. Is it based on a book or something? Is
I
it
can't
like
see
a,
that coming out.
Favorite book of his?
I don't know.
Sir, reach out to us.
So, yeah,
and
Chris,
explain this.
When you're listening to this, go ahead and.
So, by Friday evening,
we want a response.
We want
of what
some
the fuck's
type
going
of
on.
Response. Monday at the latest.
Yeah, because.
Patrick Schwarzenegger?
Oh, Arnold's kid? He's
Wait,
supposed to
legitimate, like illegitimate kid or real kid?
Legitimate.
Legitimate kid?
Legitimate.
Legitimate.
Yeah, the real one. The one that was
not
raised
the one
by
that looks,
him.
Okay, not the one that looks exactly like him and is born by a Mexican maid?
No, the one that looks exactly like him and Hispanic looks kind of like a Nazi sympathizer. Okay.
Gotcha.
Because he's super very blonde. German looking.
Yeah.
and he's starting to get pretty fucking bulked up and ripped too. So
I'd like you to watch my movie.
So watch this movie. You'll enjoy the movie.
So yeah. Bad. And then when this goes up, I will post a picture that I sent to Joe and Mike that I thought was really funny about the movie that I had to watch for my assignment, which was Stone Cold. I don't know if you guys remember the picture I sent you or not.
Yeah, we're not going to ruin it.
Yeah, so just wait.
It's a good side-by-side.
Yeah, it'll pop up, and I think everybody who likes what we like will laugh at it because it's uncannily weird how much those two people look like. So,
and since this week we didn't get to any assignments, let go of my hand. We didn't get to any assignments. We will throw this out to Facebook. Probably
and Twitter.
On Monday and Twitter. You want to wait till Monday? Just give it time
no.
for the.
No, so starting Friday when this goes up, when you're listening to this, if you want to give us suggestions to read, watch, or listen, or play if there's a video game that you think we can get a hold of,
give us as many suggestions as you can, and we'll rummage through the garbage. And hopefully pick out the least smelly items.
So if there's something you want us to watch, read, listen to, play.
And you could like it. It's okay if it's something good that we just might not have heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be good. We're a little mean to each other, but it can be a good selection.
So just so you know, that's what we're aiming for. Give us whatever you got.
Help us.
Help you. I don't know why that's the thing. All right, that's it, guys. This episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody, and as always, fuck off.
I think it's a keeper.